The money is included in a bill that passed the U.S. House on Wednesday. Democratic Congressman Dave Obey of Wausau says the national unemployment rate for teens was 25% in February. Obey says that ought to be enough to convince lawmakers more money is needed to bring that number down.
It is unacceptable to have unemployment that high, number one, and number two, leave that many young people without any opportunity to learn the basic things you learn by having a job and having to report to work every day.
Obey says money for summer youth programs will not add a dime to the deficit. He says the $600 million is left over from programs like Cash for Clunkers. Sally Cutler is director of the North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board out of Wisconsin Rapids. Cutler says the summer youth programs were very successful statewide.
And when you think about the economies having those summer youth, they're not going to probably get summer jobs because there's four other people that are adults that have good work experience that are waiting for that job.
Jim Golombeski is the director of the Bay Area Workforce Development Board out of Green Bay. Golombeski says critics of funding these summer youth jobs should look to the 96% success rate with their program.
Remember, this was the stimulus bill. So I have a 22-year-old kid who owes child support, has some traffic tickets, and his car needs, a new muffler. And I put $650 in his hand. Is that going to stimulate the economy? You bet. He's going to go out and spend that.
The bill still has to make its way through the U.S. Senate. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.